Residents of Occupy LA readied themselves for a promised raid on their camp at midnight, November 28, 2011.
Today is a special day because tonight at midnight, the permit for to be here ends.
Everyone thinks it might be a raid, a potential raid by the police.
Right now, it sounds like people are just trying to build as much solidarity as they possibly can before anything goes down later on.
We were told that the mayor made a resolution, had 14 days to veto it, and did not follow up on that. We're packing up because
we don't trust the mayor.
We got one fucking hour.
When time eventually came for the raid of the grassy park surrounding Los Angeles City Hall, it didn't come.
1201 came and went. Why? Because we're in the streets. That's why it came and went. If we weren't in the streets, that would have gone and went.
I'm on 1st and Spring Street, right in front of City Hall in Los Angeles, California. There's riot police surrounding us.
Instead of waiting for the raid, occupiers and fans moved to the streets, and so did the Los Angeles Police Department, setting up police lines that creeped closer to the park's encampment.
We've been slowly pushed about 10 feet every half hour, I would say, by the cops to this current location. We've moved about a block.
We have a police line. We're not allowed to go through the police line.
Well, you're saying now we are allowed to go through the police line.
There's no police line over there.
Clashes in the movement also led to heated exchanges in the early morning hours.
You have to live here to be pissed off.
It's not
all fucking pissed off. Instead, everybody here.
It's not about do you have a chance or did you show up tonight. If you've been here 40 days or one day, we are all pissed off at America and the way it's treating us.
And now we're in the fucking
complacent. Exactly. The park doesn't matter. Your tent doesn't matter. Being here right now matters. Occupying these streets is just as important.
Antonio Villaraigosa tonight has destroyed his political career. Nobody's going to want to ever hear from him ever again. That's if he had aspirations of becoming the president or state senator, it's over.
If everybody performs legally tonight, they get out of the street, they clear the streets, they get in the sidewalk, it's not my intent to go to the park.
So people should get out of the park.
Yeah. Yes, they should eventually get out of park.
The LAPD decided not to raid Occupy LA that night, but were adamant about clearing the streets for traffic.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly, and in the name of the people of the state of California, command all those assembled to vacate the intersection of 1st and Main Street and all streets in the immediate area. You shall immediately disperse, which means to break up this assembly. If you do not do so, you may be arrested or subject to other police action.
Occupy LA was told they were going to get evacuated for days ahead of time. They prepared for what happened, and by the morning, they were still there. The next time, they might not get a warning. They might just get raided. For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.